Hey, a real quick comment before you listen to this episode. We were trying a new experiment where we were broadcasting video at the same time that we were doing our audio. And because of the way that one of our machines was set up, we were having a problem with some crackling noises that were happening. We didn't think that they would be on the final product, but in fact, some of them did come through on the final product. So I apologize. This is the last show that we're doing for an entire month because we're taking the entire month of February off. So I didn't want to just not put out a show this week. So that is why I made the editorial decision to put it out even with the crackles in it. I apologize to you for that. This is me apologizing to you. Friday night, 10:35 p.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for The Mix. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my absolute best friend in the entire universe, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
How's my makeup?
It's not Joe Batanz level, but it is, you know, is acceptable. And I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking.
You know what I haven't found?
What?
The Vaseline setting.
Yeah.
On Riverside.
Yeah.
On Zoom, you can set a setting where, you know, it makes you...
All right, stop. Because now, here's the thing. We're testing out a new recording setup thing here so that we can also do video. And so those folks in the chat room right now are watching our video, if they so choose, over on our YouTube channel. I wasn't planning on leaving the video up on the YouTube channel. So if you're going to... be like referencing that during the recording. Now I feel like we have to leave it up on the Pride 48 channel.
You didn't tell me. You didn't say anything.
All right. If you want to see what Adam is talking about, go to youtube.com/pride48 and you'll see.
Only if you're listening right now.
No, they'll be. I'm just going to let it stay there. I'm going to let it stay there as a recording.
Okay.
As long as we don't get a copyright strike.
I think RuPaul does that as well, where only his face is blurred. So you're watching Drag Race and everybody else, you know, everyone else sounds, you know, or sounds? Everyone else looks. I'm sorry. There is some weirdness going on in the audio now. And
yes,
I don't know if it's, do you hear it as well?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It was fine. And now it's not. But anyway. There's like this Vaseline on RuPaul's face and everyone else does not. So
correct.
There you go.
Are you worried about this? Your crackling noises? Are you worried about this?
I don't know. Is it going to be on the recording? Well, we'll never know.
No idea.
We'll never know.
No idea. We've got multiple recordings. So one of them, at least. I just turned on the after show recorder so that I would remember during the after show. All right. This leads right into something that I want to talk about, but you've put it on the Trello further down the list. So I think I'm going to swap these two things. Have you heard about NVIDIA Broadcast?
No, I haven't. I mean, I know that NVIDIA makes they're a graphics card company.
They are. Yes.
And so
they do gaming stuff. They do NVIDIA Shield. No, what's their online streaming thing? NVIDIA something?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Shield is their Android TV. Yeah. Shield is their Android TV.
Yeah, they do live streaming games. They do a lot of things. But what they're doing right now is they're trying to help streamers because they make video cards. And if you're a streamer on Twitch where you're doing video games and then putting your face over it and everything, you need a kick-ass video card, right? So NVIDIA says, oh, hey, most streamers are using our stuff. So we're going to make a broadcast studio download for them, which basically lets them, it's a software that will take your webcam and those kind of inputs and then run it through your video cards processing and then make it look like a webcam to the rest of your system. So you can use it, to basically replace your webcam. So you're doing pre-processing on your video through an NVIDIA card. They have some really cool tools in there. And one of the things that they just added last week is the ability to make it look like you're looking at the camera even when you're not. Now, I heard you talking about this with Patance, because you guys are also doing video on your Throwing Down podcast. And he was talking about the webcam that the little section comes down. It's a little tiny lens that just comes down to the middle of your screen so that you put it wherever your video window is. And then it looks like, even though you're looking at this tiny lens, it looks like you're looking at the person that's talking, right?
Because like, yeah, right, but now, then but then it would end up looking like you were Indian and had one of those dots on your forehead or something like that. I mean, it would look,
but only
it
to would you.
Distract me.
But only to you. Yeah, but the point, right. Like right
but
now,
it would distract me.
Like right now, I'm not actually looking at you, Adam. I'm looking at my webcam, which is sitting on top of my monitor, right? You're down over there. But what this NVIDIA software will do is, even if I am looking down over here at you, or if I'm reading something from over here, it will actually keep my eyes locked on the video camera. I did not download this software tonight because I didn't think about it, but I probably should have done it just so we could test it, just so we could see.
So it'll just, any old camera that you have hooked into your computer, it doesn't matter. It will just take that and then convert it to a webcam, and then you use that NVIDIA webcam, and then it adds editing on top of
just
whatever.
Just like OBS receiving. Does that, right? OBS will.
Like OBS,
take,
okay.
Yeah. So, and it has some other tools in it to clean up your sound and things like that. But I just thought it was really, I don't know. The story I read about it was that it was creepy, and I don't understand. I hate those fucking techno panic stories where it's like, AI is writing paragraphs of text. Oh my God, they're going to, you know, in like hair on fire kind of whatever. And anytime I hear the phrase creepy, that kind of feeds into that. It's like, my computer knew that I was going to go to the dentist today. That's just creepy. It's like, no, why is that creepy, for fuck's sake? It's just like, do you actually think there's someone inside your computer that's sitting there? Now I know where they're going, and now I know what they're doing. It's like, it's aggregated stuff that's handled by expert systems. It's like, no one at Google actually fucking knows what your Gmail says, right?
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
Anyway. But I read this, that was the article. The article is that this new NVIDIA broadcast thing is creepy. It makes you look like you're always looking at the camera, and it's creepy.
I don't know what it looks like because I haven't seen it before. I feel like there was some other software that did something similar, because I remember you talking about this before. There was another time when you talked about this.
Yeah, Adobe Photoshop has the sensei. Yeah, but that's on still photos. Like it won't let me do that on video.
I see.
Yet. So anyway, I just thought that was funny that you had this. Adam, have you checked through your house at all?
Have I checked through my house?
Yeah, I feel like everyone over this past week should now be checking their own houses just to make sure that you don't have any classified documents like sitting in the closet somewhere that you might need to turn back into the government. So I was just curious if you had checked your house this week.
I don't. Oh, are you talking about, okay, but we all know that I don't watch the news. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
Yes.
They're investigating Biden to see if he has any classified documents anywhere, because that's what happened to Trump. Is that kind of what's going on?
I mean, it is, but it isn't, right? Trump was asked to return documents from the National Archives, right? They're like, hey, we're missing these documents. You should bring it. Biden found his own by accident and reported them and said, hey, by the way, I accidentally ended up with these things, you know, come and take them. And then they searched his house, and he, you know, allowed them to go search his house for like 13 hours. And then they found more classified documents in Biden's house. Of course, this set every Republican's hair on fire, because now, you know, they know no bounds of hypocrisy. But then later in the week, Mike Pence, they found classified documents at Mike Pence's house. And I'm just
apparently classified documents are just,
that's why I was asking. It's
going
like
around everywhere.
I feel like everyone at this point should probably go through their garage and their closets and just make sure that you don't accidentally have some classified documents laying around. Cause you know, they're everywhere, Adam. They're just everywhere.
Well, to my knowledge, I've never been privy to any classified documents. I mean, I guess my own documents are classified to some, you know, like my Social Security information or my, you know, whatever is classified. I should be the only one that sees that. Maybe Mark as well.
Yeah.
So, but as far as like government classified documents, I'm pretty sure I do not have any of those. Who knows?
Sorry, I was drinking an adult beverage.
Is that good?
It was very good. So I don't know why I felt compelled to throw this out there, because I know you don't follow the news and as much as others.
I did. Look, I did. We've talked about this before.
I know.
When during all the Trump elections and all that bullshit and all that kind of stuff, I got addicted to watching, you know, CNN and all MSNBC and all this stuff all the time and whatever. And I just found that it was really stressing me out. And so now I'm on a cleanse.
You're on a
news cleanse.
News cleanse.
A news cleanse. Yeah.
I don't know what my fucking password is. Why suddenly does everybody want to know my damn password?
I just want to say while you're looking for your password, Nothing is going on in my life, Daniel. Absolutely nothing. There is no, we are just staying at home. I am not going out to get fast food because I'm cooking at home. I made chicken and dumplings tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chicken and dumplings, dumplings, whatever you want to call it. I was like, no, I'm not going to go get fast food. However, I am going to cook something very fattening with a lot of carbs.
Yeah.
Not only do we have chicken and dumplings, but we had cornbread with it. So more carbs. So you have biscuits floating in a creamy, you know, soup mixture. And then we had cornbread with it. It was good though. Every time we have chicken and dumplings, which is not very often, but every time I make that, my brain brings back one memory.
One memory? Which, what is that? I'm so sorry. I'm distracted because I'm doing this, but I'm trying to listen to you, Adam. I'm trying to pretend like I'm actually hearing what you're saying.
Now something I said like 30 seconds ago came back to me just then.
Because I've now logged, somebody said something in the YouTube chat room and I wanted to reply, but I had to sign in to reply.
All of a sudden I heard,
it's your boyfie. It's your boyfie who said, oh, hi, cuties. And it was your boyfie that said that. And so I just wanted to say hi. And it took me that long to figure out how to fucking sign in to do that because I'm old and I drink. Anyway, I'm so sorry. So you made chicken and dumplings.
Yeah. And it made me think of this. And every time I eat it, it makes me think of this. When I was, I don't know how old I was, but I was young.
Yes.
I was probably 7 or 8, let's say.
Yeah.
And I got sick and I stayed home from school. And my mom, we had a couch that made out into a bed in our den, in our TV room, you know, the room that we have our TV in. And so my mom, because, you know, I didn't have a TV in my room because back in the day, you know, we didn't have TVs in every room. That was a luxury. We had one big, you know, huge TV, right?
Yes.
So she made out the bed, the couch bed, the sofa bed.
Yes.
And I laid in there and watched Danger Mouse on Nickelodeon.
Danger Mouse.
And she made chicken and dumplings for dinner. And that is the memory that comes to my mind.
What was the name of his sidekick, his little butler sidekick?
Pinfold. Yeah.
Can you do a little voice? Can you do a little Pinfold voice?
No, I don't know their voices. I don't know their voices at all. But I used to watch Danger Mouse. The way they got to their lair?
Yeah.
Would that be the correct? Yeah. They were in London, I believe.
How do you spell it? Pinfold? P-I-N?
Fold? I don't know. The way they got into their headquarters, we'll say, Danger Mouse headquarters, is they would go through a mail, one of those red mailboxes.
Conqueror of criminals! Danger Mouse, vanquisher of villains!
I'm waiting for Penrose.
Penfold! Hunter of having a quiet night in.
We need the
That was a long way to get the Pinfold's bit there.
Yeah. So anyway, we had chicken and dumplings and nothing's been going on in my life. It did, as I said on Geeky Gay, it did snow this week and I was very happy about that. It was 8 inches.
Oh.
Of snow.
Yeah, I did. I did in fact hear that.
Yeah.
On the,
Most of it is now melted as of today, but it was still a solid blanket of white last night when we went to bed, but it warmed up a little bit today and everything melted. So,
see, I thought you were going to say that you were sick and then they gave you chicken and dumplings and now you can't eat it without getting sick. Like that happened.
No.
Like straight up, that happened to me with strawberry jam. Like I got sick as a kid eating and the last thing I had eaten was strawberry jam. And then I couldn't eat strawberry jam for like years after that. It's like, I couldn't eat it. It would just make me sick when I tried to eat it. It's no, funny.
The first time that I got sick drinking was tequila.
Yeah.
And I threw up, and now tequila makes me want to vomit if I just smell it. So that's something similar, but not chicken and dumplings. So,
so in the pre-show, when we were getting ready, you spontaneously started humming or singing some of the words of this song. Should've gave you all my hours. From Bruno Mars, right?
Yes. Okay. Although I think you said I should have bought you flowers, and that's what kind of prompted me to start singing that, right?
And so you were unaware of the new Miley Cyrus song. Is that correct?
I am unaware of the new Miley Cyrus song, yes. I should have bought you flowers?
I'm going to play you just a little bit of it here.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me...
We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right.
All right. So are you picking this up here? Kind of get that little, it's kind of the same tune, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, now check out the chorus here. All right, I have to wait. I have to wait for the chorus to come up here.
Yeah, so
it's basically an answer to the other song. It's let me find that.
He's saying I should have bought you flowers, and she's saying I can buy my own flowers. Right. By the way, we're being informed in the chat room that YouTube will come down upon us with the wrath of God for playing copyrighted music on their streams.
We're playing another YouTube video on a YouTube stream. So you know what? I'm not that concerned about it. So people predictively have made remixes of this. So my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. I can buy myself flowers. I should have bought you flowers. Write my name in the sand. Held your hand. Talk to myself for hours. Anyway, so the scuttlebutt here is, Adam, the scuttlebutt is that this song is about Liam Hemsworth, who she was dating back when, what was it? What was the name of the Bruno Mars? When I Was Your Man.
Is this Liam Hemsworth the one that's going to become the new Witcher?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So the theory here is that because it was released on January 13th, which is Liam Hemsworth's birthday, and it's pretty much a big fuck you to Liam Hemsworth, right? Because I guess he dedicated this song to her early on in their relationship at some function. And so she was, she's now replying to it. And she's wearing a dress in this video, the music video for it. And that dress is the one that she wore on the red carpet when for the Hunger Games, whatever. And he basically publicly chastised her on the red carpet and said, you need to behave yourself or something like that. So she's wearing the same dress as that. So it's like, there's all all the Nancy Drews on the internet are all out. Like, you know what? Oh, and the house that she filmed it in was actually the one where he fucked 14 women. That's why she did it in that house. And it's like, oh, and she did this because, you know, it was a Tuesday and it was like, I don't even know which ones are true and which ones aren't true. It's just fascinated me this week.
But I mean, isn't that true of most songs, or especially love songs, right? Because Taylor Swift, like all of her songs are based on exes that she's had in the past. And I feel like songwriters you know, pull from their own experiences when they're writing songs. Now, of course, a lot of times these artists will have other songwriters writing songs for them.
Yeah.
So maybe we're hearing the love lives of some other person that we don't even know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, in Nashville or whatever. But I feel like, you know, these singers that are also songwriters, the songs that you hear, you know, they're also about their life. So
I don't believe my executive producer is telling me in my ear that Miley Cyrus and Liam were married. I don't believe, I think they were engaged. I don't believe they ever actually got married.
I don't know them. So
yeah, they lived together for a while, but I don't think they actually ever officially got married. Anyway, that was it, Adam. It's all over TikTok. And of course I learn everything over TikTok. Like, by the way, here's a fun fact that I learned on TikTok. Pardon me. I had a little bit of gas. How do I get to my history of songs in Spotify?
I feel like now that we're on video, you're determined to play every, you know, current song possible. Let me play some more copyrighted.
Never mind, Adam. Never mind. Then I won't. Okay. Talking about some fascinating fact that I learned on TikTok. But that's all right. Now you'll never know what it is. You'll never know what it is. And
my favorite TikTok / non-TikTok is Uncle Roger. Do you know who Uncle Roger is?
Hiya.
Hiya. Yeah. He's cute too. Well, I find him cute.
Just use a fucking rice cooker.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No. I know exactly. I want to go. He's a comedian, and apparently he tours. And now I want to go. I want to go to one of his, you know, comedy shows or whatever they call it.
One of his Uncle Roger's comedy shows.
One of his stand up sets.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Uncle Roger's big roundup of comedy.
And he just comes out, you know, and reviews people's ramen recipes. That's his his whole, you know.
There's quite a few TikTokers that do that. That just like, there's this one grumpy chef dude that I watch that is like, watches other people make food, and then, you know, and then at the end he gives it a scale of like 1 to 10, like would eat or wouldn't eat, kind of a thing. And it's like all of those fucking like weird ass women that like, I'm going to put this, you know, I'm going to put this popcorn inside here, and then I'm going to put these little peppermint candies right inside. And look, now I have peppermint popcorn. And it's just like all this bullshit that doesn't work. It's like, there's no possible way.
Yeah. I've seen those, and the guys who just try the, it's not even always cooking. It's just life hacks or whatever. Right. And they'll try them and they're like, oh, this doesn't work.
Yeah. Stupid. You know?
Yeah.
No, so. But the cooking videos that he reviews are a lot of these, and you see them all the time on YouTube and on TikTok, like these little 5 minute, I'm going to show you how to make the fastest family pleasing meal in just 20 steps. And it's, you know, I'm going to pour dry pasta in a bowl, and then I'm going to put some, you know, milk in it, and then some mozzarella sticks and some other shit. And it's like, it's always like jarred pasta sauce, like, you know, just the cheapest jarred pasta sauce and like whole cloves of garlic and a stick of butter. And then just like, and but they don't mix it. They just like, and then they shove it in the oven, and then they pull it out, and it's like, look how delicious it is. And it's like, you know, a picture of like lasagna or something. It's just
speaking of this, there's a show on Netflix. Now, Mark and I watched the whole season of it, so I don't want to diss it too much, but it's really kind of a stupid concept. It's the guy.
Is this the one where they shoot the food through the cannon at the people?
No. This is Netflix. Oh. Not what was it?
Quibi,
whatever it's called. No, this is on Netflix.
Yes.
It's called Easy Bake, or it's based on, anyway, it's the guy
I had an Easy Bake when I was a kid.
No, but this is the thing. They have this whole concept. They're like, oh, it'll be cute. Everybody will remember from their childhood, the Easy Bake oven and all this kind of stuff.
Yes.
And it's got the guy from Queer Eye who cooks. And I can't remember.
No
is his
one.
Name Anthony or Tony? What's his
No one on Queer Eye knows how to fucking cook. I'm sorry. Well, if there's not a queer eye, if there's not a queer eye guy that's not 600 pounds, then I don't trust what the fuck they have to, because it's always these, anyway, these super thinny, these super skinny, skinny gay guys are just like, yes, and this is a fabulous meal. It's like, no, you don't know about eating. Go ahead.
So anyway, he's the one that cooks. Why am I not remembering his name? I'm not sure. He's the host of this, right? And the whole gimmick, right? It's not even an easy bake oven. The second round, I was thinking, oh, they're going to have an actual easy bake oven with a light bulb, you know, or whatever. And you can cook in that and all that kind of stuff, right?
That is the oven right there. It's the light bulb.
And no, they have a regular oven in the wall that they have painted and made it look kind of like an easy bake design around it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they just say, oh, and you're only going to have 40 minutes and you can only cook in the oven. It's, I'm like, no, you just used the word easy bake and didn't even do, anyway, it's, you know, I mean, it's okay. It's not a horrible show.
Yeah.
But I feel like the premise fell flat.
So, I mean, speaking of cooking and those kind of things, we got a new stove this week.
Was it an easy bake?
No, it was not an easy bake. We were thinking about getting a gas range. But we didn't know for sure if the gas was run to the other side of the house, to the side of the kitchen. Like, we have a gas water heater, but I didn't know if the gas line was run to the kitchen, which is in a different area of the house. I now know, when they pulled out the stove the other day, I looked down there and there's a little pipe that's capped off. So I'm assuming that there is gas down there. But then I read the whole thing about natural gas being bad for you and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, you know what? All right. I don't want to get... you know, one of these things, like, I don't want to, you know, open that can of worms, right? Where it's just like, we go to sell the house 2 years from now and people are like, I don't want, yeah, dude, I don't want a gas range or whatever. So I got an induction range, Adam. So I got an induction stovetop, and the oven has the ability to be, what's the word? Convection. So it's like, it's a convection oven / standard oven, and then an induction range.
Right. Yeah. So induction is just like, it doesn't get hot. Just it the uses, pan gets hot.
It uses electromagnets to cook. And it heats the pans. So the heat comes from the pans, not from the burner underneath it. So it gives you a much more even cook and whatnot. But the downside of it is, of course, is that you have to buy cookware made for induction. So that is cookware that is magnetic. So if you have a cast iron skillet, it will work on an induction stove. If you have an aluminum pan, which most, you know, pans are some form of aluminum, they're not magnetic, so they will not work on the induction stove. So now I have two sets of cookware that I have to get rid of. And I don't know, like, who should I give this? Like, who would you give that to?
Don't you go to Habitat for Humanities all the time, or whatever, Habitat store? Just take it there.
We could, but I'm just saying, is there someone in my life that might benefit from that? I don't know. I mean, these are good cook sets.
I don't know. Who's in your life? Do you want to auction them? Do you want to give them away on the show? Like, have a...
I'm just curious. I'm just curious what you would have thought. Have you ever cooked?
I don't need them. I mean, for sure. I've got everything you can imagine. So.
Have you ever cooked on an induction cooktop?
I have not. You know, I feel like they started getting popular when everyone was making YouTube and TikTok videos, and your oven and your burners are always against the back wall.
Yeah,
and so you can't get a camera. so that you're seeing your face while you're cooking. And so everyone bought these tabletop,
induction cooktops. Yeah.
Things, induction cooktops. They would put them on their island and then cook on those and have the camera out in their living room, like, you know, filming them or whatever.
Yes.
And so, and then all of a sudden I heard, you know, Claire Saffitz, who was Bon Appetit and now she has her own YouTube channel. You know, she just redid her kitchen and she got an induction, you know, et cetera. So they're all the rage right now, I guess. But my only thing is, I don't like, and it's more of a, it's not anything about cooking. I don't like the glass stovetops.
Okay.
they like the noise they make when your pan slides along them. It's like fingernails on a chalkboard. I'm worried they're going to get scratched up.
Okay. You know, well, first of all, it's not glass, it's ceramic, but thank you. At least the induction. I know the ones you're talking about, the ones where you can see the burners underneath or whatever. Ceramic, this is a flat ceramic top. And because it's underneath it is an electric magnet or a series of electromagnets that basically hook onto the pan. So it automatically senses what size pan that you put down and then adjusts the electromagnetic field just to that size of that pan. We've only had it since Thursday. So we've cooked dinner Thursday and dinner Friday. It's been quite nice.
Does it heat up faster? Would you say?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Much faster. Yeah. Okay. But a gas stove would have done that as well. Like had we gotten a gas stove, it would have heated up just as fast because of an open, a flame underneath it is going to go just as fast.
Yeah. The thing about gas, I have gas and I like a gas stove, but I have noticed because the fire is only in a ring around it gets hot around the outside of the pan and not quite as hot in the middle on a gas stove. Whereas like induction or electric, because the coil is all the way, it gets hot all the way, you know? So I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah, no, it is a very even heat. Like we haven't had a spot, you know, it fries better on this side of the pan or that side of the pan. Right. So we'll see. The only complaint I have of it at this point is, it uses push button to set the burners. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no knobs. Yeah. You have to push and then you have to hit the plus and minus to set the and it doesn't remember the setting you had it at before. So when you turn it on, when you turn that burner on, you have to either count backwards from the top or start from the bottom and you know what I'm saying? And I just don't like the push button doesn't work every single time you push it. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, so I'm like, I really kind of wish I would love to like,
they don't have an app where you could just pull up your phone and be like, here's the temperature I want or whatever. And then it just do it from your phone.
I wish. I mean, the oven, you know, you can type in the temperature and I like that part of it. I just would rather that the burners were just a single dial because let's face it. Most of what I cook is medium high. Those burners are usually set at medium high because that's the stuff that I cook, right? So it's now double work that I'm having to like turn it on and then also set it down to medium high because medium high I've now learned on this stove is a 6. So it's easier to go from the top down than it is to go from the bottom up. Does that make any sense? Sure.
Yeah.
But I like it so far. Maybe I'll hate it weeks from now, but for right now,
check back in. Let us know.
Oh, can did you take my run report off the Trello?
No, it's there. I'm looking at it. It's right there at the very top.
I forgot. I forgot to do my run report.
It's literally right there at the top and you didn't say anything. I'm surprised the chat room didn't remind you because that's everyone's favorite part of the show.
So many people are just, they cannot get enough of the run report. As you know, I took last week off to let my leg heal, hopefully, so that I could continue my training. So I'm happy to report that this Tuesday and Thursday I did, I was running 2 minute cycles with 1:30 off. I still haven't completed the full set of them, but I'm closer. So I'm making progress on that front. My race is coming up at the end of February, February 25th. So, that's the thing. So I'm holding steady at 2 minutes running, 1:30 walking, with the hopes of getting to, you know, I would love if I can make it to 3 minutes before my race, but I don't think that's going to happen. But this is only an 8K, so I think I'm okay with that. Archer in the chat room says, what's the run report? How does Archer, who claims to listen to this show every week, not know what the run report is, Adam? How is that possible? How is that possible? That would be like, that would,
I don't know,
because
Archer, he listens. As soon as we release a new episode, he listens, right?
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm positive. It's like, because I know I listen to his episodes. But here's the thing, Adam. It would be like listening to The Geeky Gay and not counting the seconds between you stopping talking and the time that you talk again, like that pause at the end of the intro. Like that would be like someone listening to The Geeky Gay and not doing that. That's how rare it
would be. I was not aware that people did that. I do know that I was called out for it, but I don't know the number of seconds that it is. I just know it's apparently
five.
Very long five. And boring.
Five and a, five seconds, possibly five and a half, but 5 seconds. And today okay. is no difference. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. G'day, g'day, everyone.
G'day, everyone. Also, it's not today is no difference. It's today is no different. Not.
You can't remember.
I'm gonna change that up.
What are the words?
I can't, unless the song is playing. But I know it's different and not difference, but I cannot remember my opening unless the song is playing. I don't know what it is. It's like Pavlov's dog or whatever. Is that a thing? Is Pavlov's dog a thing?
Pavlov was a dude and he did have a dog.
I have to, you know, the music has to be playing and then it's like a smell sense. You know, it's like when I eat chicken and dumplings mm-hmm. and it makes me think of being sick and watching Danger Mouse. It's the same thing. Same thing.
What? So does the transference property work there? Like when you say your intro, do you think of chicken and dumplings? Like, does it work in a full circle like that?
No, because they're unrelated. They're unrelated. Me being sick and eating chicken and dumplings and watching Danger Mouse is not related to my theme song.
But you just said that remembering the words but to your
similar,
intro.
It's similar because eating chicken and dumplings makes me think of Danger Mouse. My music makes me think of my intro words.
There's no possible way going forward that I'm not now going to think about chicken and dumplings every time I hear the intro to your show. It's just not going to happen. I'm going to hear that in my head.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact, let's make contact.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. This is a segment of the show where we read your emails, play your voicemails. Adam, do we have any emails this week?
No.
Are you eating?
Yeah, well, I'm eating, but you weren't supposed to talk to me yet.
Okay, great. I'm glad I asked. We don't have any emails this week. If you want to send us an email, you can do so. Contact at mixmanagepodcast.com. Let's listen to our first voicemail, though, shall we?
My desire to live through this knee surgery recovery, and just to clarify, Adam, it was a laparoscopy or whatever to fix my torn meniscus. It wasn't a complete overhaul. That'll come in, 10 or 15 years, I guess.
A bionic knee.
Yeah, so my desire to live through this bed. Mm-hmm. I've had two other major elective surgeries.
Yes.
No shame in my game. I had a breast reduction and a tummy tuck. And honestly,
okay, that's just,
this knee hurt.
That's just what?
That's just a humble brag. I had a breast reduction.
My
breasts were way too large. I had a dick reduction. An elective. I mean,
it's true. I rarely talk about it. I rarely talk about how they had to reduce the size.
It was hanging down my leg and I couldn't, it was getting in the way of things. I couldn't, you
they
know,
had to reduce the size of my massive, massive penis.
I was having back pain. It was horrible.
But neither of those things. So,
yeah.
Please don't talk about my other surgeries. let's just focus on my knee.
You brought
anyway,
it up.
So my desire to make it through this dead and gone over and out, bacon with Haven.
Okay. There you go. I'm pretty sure that was a HIPAA violation, but that's fine. That's fine. It's Kathy Bacon and her knee surgery. So she's not getting a bionic knee, Adam.
So she's not going to be like the $1 million man or the $15 million woman or whatever it was.
Your thought was she backed out of the 10K because with her new bionic knee, she would have an obvious advantage over everyone. Like she'd be finished with the race before anyone else even started.
That's true. In that show, didn't they have, he would start running. I wonder if after her surgery, it's going to be like it. Well, no, because she's not getting a bionic implant. So,
but in a few years, when she does get her bionic, she's going to get up out of the hospital bed. And as soon, she's like, I got to use the bathroom. Let me walk on my new knee.
I bet that would get annoying to have that sound every time she starts walking anywhere.
Maybe she can record it. She can just record it and just play it back on a loop.
Listened to the after show the eve of New Year's Eve.
Yes, New Year's Eve.
Which I didn't listen to live because I was sleeping that day because I went out too late the night before or something like that. Gosh, I got a burp.
Well, that was probably New Year's Eve.
Sorry about that. Yeah. But anyway... So I heard the question to Adam about would you do this experience for $800 a couple?
Yes.
And he said most certainly not or whatever he said.
Right.
And then you rattled off the people who would do it, and I was just thinking, I probably would have done it. I figure if $800 two people, $400 each.
Yeah.
You know, even if it was 2 hours or 4 hours, that's $200 or $100 an hour.
8 hours.
But anyway, not to, bring up old subjects or anything, but I did pay $10 a person to go to Mount Rushmore. I think it was $10
a person,
or maybe it was $30 a car. I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thing about it is, never mind. I won't say that.
No, because you have 16 kids.
No, kidding, Adam. But what I was going to say is,
she's coughing a lot.
When we go there, if that was a dealio, that Garrett would have something in common with Taylor, I think, because Garrett has his master's in social work and he's working on getting his clinicals.
Oh,
and he works in the state prison over there. So, anyway, they would have
Taylor
in common. So,
Taylor does.
Either way. Now I probably wouldn't be able to do it because after my kidney surgery, I'm probably dirt poor and I don't know it.
True. American medical system. You didn't even get
she didn't even say Woodhaven. I thought she was going to say Garrett is similar to Taylor because either he likes
donuts,
blueberry burgers.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't want to scale the Mount Epcot. When they go.
He's doing the 10K. You know, the 10K goes directly over the arid peaks.
Oh.
The arid peaks of Mount Epcot.
Has he been doing special training just for that?
I don't know. I get about you. Dun, 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 dun. You know, it's just like, I will be there tomorrow. I'll be at Epcot tomorrow. Maybe I should practice running up and down the arid peaks of Mount Epcot.
Would you take a video of it and do a TikTok running up Mount Epcot?
If it's going to be cold tomorrow, it's going to be, cold for Florida. It's going to be in the low 70s tomorrow. So I won't be wearing shorts, but I'm thinking in the summer, I might go there and film like a little, it doesn't work unless you're wearing the shorts and the running shoes and you're doing the stretches ahead of time.
I was going to say, what does shorts have to do with filming a video?
Because if I'm wearing my shorts, am I going to film a video? An elite runner like myself, no one's going to buy it that I'm actually running if I'm in jeans. Like no one's got, he's too good of a runner to be running in jeans. That's like an Adam Burns maneuver. That's not something I would
How
expect.
Dare you? I don't run at all. So, I mean, there's no, no.
Have you voted on this number one fan contest?
No, I have not.
I think, has it closed? Chat room, has it closed? We're talking about the big fatty number one fan contest. I heard somewhere on some show today
That it, wait, Daniel, you don't vote. There is no voting.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You call his number and you vote for Kathy Bacon or whoever it is to win, and whoever gets the most votes wins. That is
malarkey, Daniel. You don't vote. He draws a name out of a hat.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not how it works. I think you call his number and you vote for somebody. Oh, it closed almost 6 hours ago. Okay. So
is the Super Bowl this weekend?
You're asking me?
Because I know he always announces the winner in between the halftime or during the halftime of the superb owl. But I didn't think it was time for the Super Bowl yet.
No, he does that. You know, Fatty, he always gets things in early, right? He's like, so the deadline is this week, even though there's another whole week. But when is the Super Bowl? It's not until the 12th. It's February 12th.
Yeah, I thought he always ended the contest the Friday before the Super Bowl, and then he drew the name during halftime of the Super Bowl.
I feel like, all right, again, there's no drawing of names. It's just that he tallies up the number of votes that people get, and then he reads out the person that has the highest votes. This is how the game works. You call in, you vote for somebody, and then he
tallies it up. Have you voted?
No, that's what I'm saying. I feel like, what was I listening to today where I knew that there was like it was going to end today? And was it Archer? Was your show? Did you play a clip of Fatty on? Somebody played that clip of Fatty, or I was listening to the Little Fatty Cast. But I wouldn't have been listening to the Little Fatty Cast today because that comes out on Monday. Anyway, I'm confused, Adam. My point is I know for a fact that I heard today, oh, you've got like 5 hours left. Until that.
Well, he would have said it on his show.
I don't listen to his show, as you're aware.
Oh, okay. Then someone's show that came out today said you have 5 hours. Okay.
Yeah. You find out what's
happening on Big Fatty's show by other people's shows. Yes, exactly. Is what you're saying.
Well, and the chat room. The chat room is now telling me that he has to read our entry before the game. And Archer in the chat room wants to know if we have we would never degrade our listeners in such a way as to make them, you know, jump through some kind of hoops or what. We're just so delighted that they're out there and they're listening to us that we would never stoop to any kind of weird contest or popularity thing, or like, you know, hey, call into our show every time you think about the color red or something like that. Like, we would never stoop to anything that low.
70761 death. Anytime there is a celebrity death, unless you kill them, which does not count. Give us a call.
Exactly. And I forgot we were still in the contact. I really should get us out. 3, 2, 1. We would never degrade ourselves in such a way to do that, Adam.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask?
It is the Mix Minus News Game. This is the segment of the show where Adam will read me five questions from the New York Times News Quiz, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will answer those questions. These are multiple choice questions, and I will try to answer them without the benefit of the choices, but I am always free to ask what the choices are. Afterwards, there will be a bonus game where I will try to answer as many Trivial Pursuit questions off of a card as I can within 60 seconds for bonus points. Archer in the chat room, by the way, I just want to point this out. Archer in the chat room said, well, I would win if you did have such a contest. Archer, I would like to refer you up on the page in the chat room where you said, what is the run segment? What is the run report? No number one fan of Mix Minus would not know. Wait, no number one fan of Mix Minus would not know. Is that a double negative or is that correct? Would not know what the run report, what was it? Would they not know, or would they not know?
It's no, well, it's too many no's, first of all. But no number one, no number one fan wouldn't know.
Yeah.
About that segment.
Correct. That's what I'm trying to say. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
But it's a lot of no's.
Adam, what is our first question on the old news quiz this evening?
Yeah, U.S. and Germany committed this week to sending Ukraine the M1 Abrams and the Leopard 2.
Yeah.
What are they?
Those are tanks, Adam. Those are tankety-tankety tanks.
They are tanks, Daniel. Yes, they are. Blanks have already killed dozens of Americans in 2023, including at least 18 people in California in the past week. Fill in the blank.
Blanks have killed how many people?
18.
I want to say Republicans, but that's probably not on the list. Adam, what are the choices? Well,
sorry. It's dozens of people in the United States, 18 in California in just the past week.
Yes. What are my choices?
Lightning strikes.
Okay.
Mass shootings. Okay. Measles outbreaks. Plane crashes or tornadoes.
I'm going to go with mass shootings because there was one in California this past week. So that sounds like
so depressing. You know, Mark and I were talking about, he's like, now, why did you not want to go to Mexico again? He's like, and I was like, yeah, because I'm afraid because people get shot there. And then I was like, oh, you know what? People get shot here.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just go to Mexico.
Mexico?
You know,
and
I think it'll be fine.
And their eggs aren't expensive. So you should go there.
Yeah, we're going to Cancun on our next vacation, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it'll probably be less shootings in Cancun than here.
I'm going to go to Cancun to get an omelet. It's cheaper. It's cheaper to just fly down there and get it instead of paying what they're charging now for eggs.
The nominees for the Academy Awards were announced Tuesday morning.
Yes,
they
were.
Which film received the most nominations?
I thought of you when I read this, Adam, because it is your favorite film of 2022. It's Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
It sucks.
No.
I'm just telling you guys right now, it sucks. I don't know. This is fake news. It's propaganda. I don't know who that lady paid off. It's a horrible, horrible movie. It's not a good movie.
It's a very good movie.
All right. Which candy brand announced on Monday that it would take, quote, an indefinite pause from its, quote, spokes candies after they became the focus of a partisan backlash?
This is the whole M&M's thing. What did they want to know? What company? I mean, that's Mars, right?
What candy brand?
Oh, candy brand. Yeah, M&M's. They're replacing it with Maya Rudolph, right? Maya Rudolph is going to be the new spokesperson for M&M's.
That is correct. I don't remember. Was that number four?
That was number four. This is the final question.
All right. Seismologists reported in the journal Nature Geoscience this week that Earth's inner core may now be in the process of doing what?
Stopping and spinning in the opposite direction. I feel like this is a Jeopardy question. What is stopping and spinning in the opposite direction, Alex?
I'll take seismology for $500, Alex. Yes, that is correct. It's the spin.
Oh,
the scientists reported evidence
that
the solid metal sphere at the very center of the planet.
Wow.
Is it like a marble?
Yeah, it's a big blue
which is
marble.
About as hot as the sun seems to change direction of its spin roughly every 70 years.
Yep. It's just like and I'm pretty sure that Mark Twain will come back at the same time. All right, let's pull out those bonus questions. Not that I need them because I have a perfect score on the old news quiz here, but Adam likes to play with these Trivial Pursuit cards from 1996 when I knew nothing. Let's see what's on the old cards this evening.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What Arizona city was so named because it rose from the ruins of a Native American town?
New Mexico.
Phoenix. Who was the first solo female host of the Academy Awards ceremony?
Oh, I should know this. Whoopi Goldberg, right?
Correct. Who earned infamy for noting, quote, $1 billion isn't worth what it used to be?
Donald Trump?
J. Paul Getty.
Oh.
What was the short word for infantile paralysis on 1950s March of Dimes posters?
Gimps?
Polio. What TV ratings jargon for the percentage of turned on sets tuned to a specific channel?
I can't. can't believe I said GIMPs. Nielsen.
Cher. What position?
Stop.
You don't want to get to the sports question. I need to put the sports question at the top.
No, because I would never get it. That's what I'm trying to say, Adam. Of course, I seed the sports question every time. You know that. It's just that is a point I will never, ever get. But you know what, Adam? What was that? Gary's the official scorekeeper. He could probably tell us, but I'm pretty sure I got a perfect 5, plus I got at least 2 of those bonus questions.
You got one bonus question. That makes 7. They're not bonus questions.
And you got 7, one. Which is 7 out of 5. That's a perfect score, Adam. That's how that works. I don't make the rules, Adam. I just follow them. I mean, I made the rules a long time ago, but I don't make them up every week. I've been pretty consistent on that. I think you can agree that I have been very consistent on the fact that it is bonus points.
If you don't make the rules, then I make the rules and I say that's a bullshit rule and it's not a rule.
You know, Adam, you shouldn't change a horse midstream, and I'm not going to just throw it out in the middle of a game just because you don't like the fact that, that I'm really good at it.
You know, Daniel, it is time for the Mix Minus Research Center Archives and Test Kitchen.
It is.
Where a cyclone sends us a bunch of stuff that happened on this day in history.
Oh my God. You cannot be serious.
And I just want to say, you know, you're supposed to talk into the microphone on a podcast.
It wants my fucking password for my Google account. I don't know my... You told me that it was wrong.
We're having password issues tonight, everyone. Today is National Chocolate Cake Day, Daniel.
Yes. Wait, I heard your podcast today, and you said it was National Breast Pumping Day. So which
it is,
which
you know what?
True, which is true, Adam.
Both. There are a lot. I want to know this, and I said this on my show, but you know, no one's going to call my show and actually give me content. So
we will. You just won't play it for a month, and that's what discourages people from calling.
How dare you? No, it's just you. You're the only one that I made wait, not anyone else.
Today the 27th? I need to get on the right script. Okay, yeah, I'm there.
I'm there. Today is the 27th. But you know, there are many things for each day. Mm-hmm. So it's also World Breast Pumping Day.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, international.
But where do these things come from?
I like how
from?
I just like pop up like that. What?
Where do these things come from? Who decides... Oh, January 27th is going to be World Breast Pumping Day. Like, who makes that determination?
A lot of
anybody
tradition. You got to get enough people behind you. You know what you do, Adam, is just create a website that says day of, you know, whatever, and you get to put in whatever shit you want. But no, most of these things are just their tradition. Like, I don't know if you know this or not, but anytime a movie is played in Auntie Scott's house, it becomes, you know, whatever day that movie was played on, from that point forward, it is now that movie day in their house.
Yeah, no, I know. There's a website, nationaldaycalendar.com. Archer posted in the chat room. I know, that's where I got mine for
Year,
which, by the way, I'm bringing that back to Geeky Gay because...
Excellent. I was really wondering this year what Auntie Scott did on National Buckaroo Banzai Adventures Across the Eighth Dimension Day.
I just want to know who makes them up and who has the authority. But conching, have you ever heard of conching chocolate, Daniel?
I don't even know that that's pronounced that way. Conking?
I mean, I feel like that's a conking, conching. I feel like that's a sexual move. We conched last night. The process of conching was developed by Rudolf Lent. To make chocolate smoother and silkier in 1879.
Aren't there Daniel? Lint chocolates? The L-I-N-D-T, isn't
there
that?
There are.
Yeah, they're lint there chocolates. Are. Yeah, so he's like Milton Hershey. Milton Hershey and Rudolf Lint.
Yeah. Cake mixes were invented in the 1930s. The Duff Company of Pittsburgh introduced Devil's Food chocolate cake mixes in the 1930s.
Now, does that mean that cake mixes themselves were invented or just that the chocolate one was? Because like...
I'm just reading what it says here on the sheet.
I feel like if I'm going to sell a kit to bake a cake, I'm just going to measure out flour, sugar, baking soda, and stuff like that, the appropriate, and just sell them. Here you go. Here's the bag. All you got to do is add some eggs and some milk, and you're good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's also National Fun at Work Day. So five fun facts about employee perks that you didn't know. Employers who invest in health and wellness initiatives see a 3-to-1 return in savings.
Wow.
Employee perks increase office attendance, productivity, and job satisfaction. Offices without a paid sick day policy are 1.5 times more likely to have employees report to work with a contagious illness.
Well, that's bad. No, you don't want to.
Professional sabbaticals allow employees to recharge, provide interim experience to junior employees, and stress test an organization's culture. And lastly, Casual Friday originates from Hawaii's custom of Aloha Friday, which eventually spread around the globe.
Wow. You're really enjoying reading all these things tonight, aren't you?
No, go ahead. You continue on, Daniel.
On this day, these are all, by the way, Adam neglected to tell you guys this, but these are all things that happened on the date that we are recording in year. So these are things that happened on January 27th of some other year.
Back the recording.
In 1995, at a press conference in Washington, D.C., the House Majority Whip Dick Armey refers to Representative Barney Frank as Barney Fag.
Where did he? At a press conference.
Press conference.
Wow. Like on live on TV or something.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, it was 95, so probably people were applauding him or something for it.
One of the best headlines I read this week was from The Onion that said the Republicans have voted the dog that only barks at black people as the new Speaker of the House. On January 27th, 1991, Super Bowl 25, is that? Yeah, that was here in Tampa. Yeah, it played at Tampa Stadium in Florida. The halftime show is a Disney production called Walt Disney World Small World Tribute to 25 Years of Super Bowl. It features new kids on the block, Disney characters, former American and Canadian football quarterback Warren Moon, and 2,000 local children. Now, I know what your question is, Adam. Your question is, Tampa Bay, were I one of those 2,000 local children? And no. I think I was 52 in 1991, so no, I was not a child.
Were 52 in 1991?
Yes.
Because, I mean, that would make you in your 90s now or something.
I look great for somebody in my 90s.
Very good for your 90s, yeah.
I look amazing for someone in my 90s. Let's see. On this day in history, no, we don't care about that. We don't care about that. Oh, maybe. In 1888, the National Geographic Society was founded on this day, January 27th, 1888.
Is that where the magazine comes from? And they used to have a show on TV as well.
They have a whole network now. It's owned by Disney. Yes. National Geographic, they started off with magazines. They did photojournalism from around the world. A lot of straight guys like to talk about the fact that that was where they got to see naked women for the first time, because it was always African tribes women with no bra.
Oh, yeah. So. I mean, do you really want to see those naked women?
I mean, if you saw the men with their dicks and stuff, would you not? You would look, right?
Some of them you do see, and I don't know. I mean, they have weird kids, piercings, and
kids these days are so fucking spoiled because they can see full out porn anytime they want on their phone, on their computer, whatever. Full out, just porn anytime you want. Like, we had to work at that shit. Like, we had to work at seeing naked bodies when we were 10, 11, 12. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when we were young, curious kids.
Well, you did. I also had the internet, though. I mean, it was still more of a challenge for me, but I had a computer, and I had a computer in my own bedroom with internet access.
In 1988?
No, but in not whenever.
I said when you were 10 or 11, 1988.
Well, that's true. I was 10 in 1988. Well, no, not when I was 10, but when I was 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. And I had AOL. There was an AOL gay chat room.
Channel 33.
And you would exchange pics.
Yeah. And you would exchange pics. Explain the process. How would you put a picture of yourself into the AOL machine in Channel 33 to get it.
Well, no, not of yourself, like pouring off the, I don't know where it came from.
What I'm saying, kids nowadays can just, they got cameras right on their phone. They got, it's like, they
didn't have a web. I don't think webcams existed back then.
I'm just saying, kids today, man.
You probably had to take a Polaroid and then use a scanner to scan in the picture. I don't know how you got pictures into computers back then.
No one did. No one did.
It was not a webcam.
Yeah.
No, but I remember you would download a photo that someone sent you, and it would line by line. You would literally have to sit there for 5 minutes and watch the lines, you know, come into whatever you call it.
I am well aware of this, Adam. I'm well aware of this. That's what I'm saying. We had to be, you know, very... January 27th, 1967, astronauts died in a launch pad fire. This is the Apollo... What was it? Apollo 1? That exploded on the... every space program you've ever seen will always... talk about this. All right, chat room is saying 56k modem. I remember when I had a 2400 baud modem. Okay, so don't talk to me of your super fast 56k modem.
And you had to tie up your phone line to connect to the internet. And so, and the night, so my parents had a German exchange student, and I was in college. And the night that my plane crashed, I could not get a hold of my parents to tell them that my plane crashed because Sven is his name. He stayed connected to the internet and fell asleep, went to bed.
I'm gonna give you a chance to change your mind here, Adam. You said a German exchange student. Are you sure you don't mean like Gunter or
He's German,
Hans?
And his name is Sven. His name is Sven. He's German.
Sven. Sven the German. Yeah, I am Sven the German. I am from Germany. Well, we have mini sausages and drink the beer and do the oompas.
No, but anyway, Sven left the internet connected and I couldn't get a hold of my parents for hours and hours and hours.
Probably because he was trying to download that picture that was going line by line by line.
I don't know. They asked, Archer asked in the chat room, did you sleep with that exchange student? No, he's not gay, but also I wasn't living at home. So I was living hours away at college.
That's when you were living in a plane crash. The Weekly World News, Adam, is the only true source of journalism on this planet, is the line I like from Men in Black. This is from the January 27th, 1998. Am I reading that correctly? 1998 edition of the Weekly World News. NASA finds mysterious pyramids on Mars. I feel like this comes back every few years, though. Like, the whole pyramid on Mars thing keeps coming back all the time.
Maybe, but I mean, now we know because we have a rover up there.
Did you watch Goodnight, Oppie?
No, I did not.
You know, I know you love a documentary.
I do. I'm a big fan. Yeah.
There's a documentary on Amazon Prime called Goodnight, Oppie. That is about the Opportunity rover that they sent to Mars. And it, like, cause it was only supposed to operate for like 6 months and it ended up working for like 20 years. So it's like, and then at the point where they could no longer resuscitate it and keep it working or whatever, all the team got together to, like, you know, say goodbye to it and everything.
They had a wake.
Yeah. It's a very nice.
They brought covered dishes. I bet somebody brought chicken and dumplings.
For fuck's sake, Sven, did you have to bring lutefisk? That's not even German. The world's skinniest woman. Did you see this? World's skinniest woman?
She looks anorexic. That looks like she needs to go get some therapy. Therapy. She needs to go to a psychoanalyst, mm-hmm. something.
But at least she's not as bad as this topless waitress who burned her boob in a bowl of soup, Adam. Bowl of soup.
We're watching Top Chef again. This is totally unrelated to boobs, but something going into your soup, right?
Yeah, like a boob.
And does it bother you? So when I watch a cooking competition and I see the chefs sweating, it bothers me so bad because I think
badly.
What if the sweat drips off?
Excuse me. Badly. It bothers you so badly.
What if the sweat drips off their nose into the soup that they're serving to me? I had a waitress one time at a local restaurant that I went to, and she was so sweaty. And I used to stare at her from the pass where she picked up the food all the way to my table to make sure that sweat didn't drop onto my roast beef sandwich. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Archer, we have a channel for porn. It's called Porn 48. It's like right underneath the live chat channel there. You can post as much porn as you want there. We ask that you keep the main chat room free of porn because, go figure. Some people don't like to see it. But I do. I love seeing it. Post it in Porn 48 and then I can choose.
Do you think
was that a picture of Archer?
I've seen that picture before. I've seen that picture before somewhere though.
He probably downloaded it over his 56K modem and it just now arrived.
Do you think that you've ever eaten food at a restaurant that the chef has sweat in?
Oh, absolutely.
Ugh, isn't that a gross thought? And I was telling that to Mark and he's like,
"No."
He was like, You swallow my cum.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but that's different. It's sex. I'm like, right. I wouldn't but want if you were to frost.
Kiss, if you were to kiss somebody, like, wouldn't you be basically tasting their sweat? It's like, it's just going to add some salt to it. By the way, never mind. I wouldn't want my cupcake frosted with cum. No, that's I wouldn't. For sex. No, all right, but that's different. That's different. There is a huge difference between ejaculate and sweat off of someone's forehead. It's just
I wouldn't want sweat on my cupcake either.
Well, in an ideal world, I don't. But if I go out to a restaurant where they're flame grilling steaks over a big open char grilled flame, yeah, there's some sweat there and it's going to, but it's the steak is 300 degrees on the temperature. It's like that sweat is like, there's nothing in that sweat that's going to hurt me. I didn't go back into the kitchen and like
it grosses lick, me out
and
I
lick
know,
the chef's but... forehead or something. It's just little bits of here's something to think about, Adam. I shouldn't tell you this. Mm-mm. I won't tell you.
Tell me what? No, tell me.
No, I don't want to.
You have to tell me now.
No, I don't. You do know that every time you flush the toilet, a plume of bacteria shoots up into
the air. Yeah, but
I don't want to think of it. I'm also not eating in the toilet. No, but your toothbrush is there. Do you cover your toothbrush like with the toothbrush cover?
No, Daniel. Our toilet is in a different room from the sink. So there's no cross-contamination.
Many people have their birthday on January 27th. Getting back on point here, we'd like to say a happy birthday to some of them right now. Happy birthday, Jake Pavelka. No idea who the fuck that is, but happy birthday.
I don't either.
Happy birthday, Guillermo Rodriguez from the Jimmy Kimmel Show. You've turned 52. Rupert Bonham from Survivor. Rupert from Survivor, yeah, turned 59.
Is it Bonham or is it Bonham?
I don't know. Bonham. I think it's Bonham. Yeah, it is Rupert. Okay. All right, my name's Rupert. And Mikhail Baryshnikov turned 75. Anyone else you see on here? Mimi Rogers.
Is he the one that
67?
Was in Sex and the City? Mikhail Baryshnikov. Was he in Sex and the City?
I know he was in a horrible jazz movie with Gregory Hines at one point, but I'm not sure. Bridget Fonda turned 59. Keith Olbermann turned 64. Anyone else you see here, Adam? Patton Oswalt turned 54. Alan Cumming.
No.
Alan Cumming from The Good Wife turned 58. He's famous before The Good Wife, but that's how I know him. Anyway, Donna Reed was born on this day as well.
Donna Reed?
As well as Lewis Carroll and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. From each
Jeff
and
Mary.
Every one of us here at Mix Minus to each and every one of you there, happy birthday.
Jeff, Mary, clean your rooms.
I had already hit the button to end the birthday thing, so I had to push through there. I'm sorry, Adam, why I wasn't trying to be...
Don't excite me with Donna Reed and not give me time to say anything. I used to watch the Donna Reed Show. You remember it would start with the phone ringing and Donna would go pick up the phone and then...
And she would say, and I quote, "Shello."
Yeah, and... Shelley Fabre would walk in and run up the stairs and whatever the guy's name was.
By the way, that was a Sigmund the Sea Monster reference, and I'm waiting to see if Archer got it. Okay. Adam, we need to talk about your Disney trip that is coming up here.
What do we need to talk about?
So
you booked a room, right?
I have booked a room. I have booked us a two-bedroom...
The presidential suite, correct?
It is, all right. So the place that I'm renting is two bedrooms, two baths, with a full kitchen, living room, balcony, washer, dryer, full kitchen. So where we are staying is basically a two bedroom, two bath apartment. Okay.
Okay.
Now the problem is that the master bedroom is a king size bed. The secondary bedroom are two double beds. So I didn't know whether you wanted the king size. I'm fine sleeping on separate double beds from Zach. We don't sleep next to each other anyway. Like, I mean, we sleep in the same bed, but we're like not on top of each other all night. So
no,
it's like,
I would feel weird sleeping in separate beds. What is this? The Dick Van Dyke show?
Okay. All right, fine. So then you can sleep in the king size bed.
Remember they used to sleep in separate beds. He and yes. Barbara or whatever.
Laura.
No, it wasn't Barbara. Laura. Yeah.
Although, get this, Adam. I went back and watched the very first episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show, and her name wasn't Laura.
I think it was.
No,
they changed her name
from the first episode. He didn't use her name until like the fourth or fifth episode. But it's like the first episode, the pilot episode. Like I think he called her Lori. It's like it was definitely not Laura. And anyway, so Adam Archer is asking no snuggling or cuddling.
He's not asking me that. He's asking you that.
No, I know he's asking me that.
You said you and Zach don't touch each other.
No, I mean, yeah, when we have sex, we're next to each other and having, but it's like if we're.
Oh, that's good. It's kind of hard not to be next to
you. When we go to sleep, no, we're not, like, we don't cuddle next to each other when we go to sleep.
You know what? I'm not much of a snuggler either, but I would feel weird in a different bed. I used to, we would cross one leg over the other.
Okay.
That's how Mark and I would sleep.
It's fine. I figured you would have an issue with it. And I'm just saying I'm perfectly happy using the guest bedroom, the two.
Well, I mean, you already referred to him as your friend. So, I mean, sleeping in a separate bed is fine. You know?
Anyway, so, all right. But this is what I want to talk about. So you're going to be there effectively Thursday through Saturday, like, because Wednesday and Sunday are travel days. So you're going to be there for a full Thursday, Friday, and Saturday day.
Right. So, and remember, we're working part of that time from there.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. So, because
I can't tell you exactly because it's more Mark than me.
Okay. Initially, I was thinking we will just do three parks. We will just do the Magic Kingdom, which is like a full one day park, like a full day park. And we'll do that in one day. And then on the other day, we'll do Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios because those are both like half day parks. So we'll just take it easy and do, you know, the two of those. And that gives us the ability to see the two best nighttime shows, which is the one at the Magic Kingdom, which at that point will be Happily Ever After, and the one over at Hollywood Studios, which is Fantasmic. So it's like we get to see those two nighttime shows. The absolute best nighttime show, Harmonious, will actually be ended by the time you're there. So Harmonious will no longer be an option. But I was just thinking we would just avoid Epcot totally because there's only a couple of things.
I think that's the one place Mark wanted to go to.
Okay.
I'll have to ask him
now,
again.
But
I'll have
to ask him again. My thought was if you're going to be here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, then we would add Epcot into the mix. And we'd do, okay, we'll do the Kingdom one day, we'll do Epcot one day, and then we'll do still a spot day. So my point is you would only have to pay extra for a park hopper ticket one day. The other ones would just be single day tickets. So it would be cheaper if we just did it that way. Well, cheaper for you. So my question is that this, I wanted to lock that down because we need to decide what it is you guys want to do. Cause I need to know the kind of things you guys want to do in the parks. But before you get there, even if you are working, whatever, that means that we have three good dinners. We have a Thursday night dinner, a Friday night dinner, and a Saturday night. Cause even if you work during the day, you're still going to go to dinner. So my thought was,
well, apparently based on throwing down, I'm a basic bitch. We should just go to Cheesecake Factory every night.
We've chosen the three restaurants already. Only one of them is in the park. So it's like the other two restaurants are in hotels near the park. So it's like, it doesn't even matter if we go to the park that day or not, we can still go to these restaurants. So,
at Animal Kingdom, do they have a restaurant where the giraffe sticks his head in like the window and you're eating a steak or whatever and the giraffe is like licking the side of your face?
They do. And Zach and I will be doing that on February 13th. That's called the Wild Jungle Trek. You have to pay extra for that tour. But yeah, you do get fed out on the plains near all the giraffes. But no, there are no... The restaurant that we would want to go to would be at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and there are giraffes there that you can see out the window, But I mean, why?
Okay, as long as I can see a giraffe. Yeah.
We were thinking of Jiko, but if we're going to go to Animal Kingdom, we'll probably try to eat at Tiffin's. And then the other restaurant we want to eat at is Citrico's, which is over in the Magic Kingdom. So it's in the Grand Floridian. So Citrico's, Tiffin's, or Jiko, one of the two. And then if you were going to do Epcot, we're going to try Space 220 or try to get into Space 220. But if we're not going to do Epcot that night, then we have another hotel restaurant as a backup for that. So that's what I wanted to know was what's
well, the... I have to ask him because
and there's no rush. There's no rush. We just want to know how many
I know
days.
What I want to do. I want to do Star Wars.
Well, Star Tours is at Hollywood Studios, which is why we're doing.
I want to do. Yeah,
that's why we're doing that.
The Avatar ride.
Yeah, and that's at Animal Kingdom. That's why we're doing Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom on one day.
Yeah. So those are the things I want to do for sure.
Now, when you're there, the Tron.
I want to watch you cry.
The new Tron roller coaster will be open when you're there. It will have just opened at Magic Kingdom. So we'll do the Tron roller coaster over at Magic Kingdom. The only thing at Epcot that's, you know, super awesome. I mean, Soarin's cool, but the new Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster is over there. And the Space 220 restaurant is over there. So if we can do an Epcot day, even if that's the day that you work, because Epcot doesn't require a full day. Epcot, you can just go, you know, later in the day and stay in because they're open later. So it's like you can go later in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if he could be done
later in the day.
So like if on Thursday he was going to work, if he could be done by 3 p.m. Eastern, which is 4 p.m. your time, then we could just.
It's 2 p.m. our time, but that's fine.
Oh, okay.
You were backwards, but no, it's fine.
I'm just saying, if he's working like a half day on that Thursday, whatever, then we'll just go over to Epcot that day. But I'm just saying Epcot is the optional one in all of this. I definitely feel like we should definitely do, but you will have time to do 2 days of parks, right? Friday and Saturday.
Yes, I believe so.
So Friday and Saturday.
I will ask him.
Okay. Friday and Saturday, we'll do the 2 parks. Now, if Epcot is the one park he really wants to go to, my question would be A, why? And B, you know, what is it you want to do there? So I have an idea of what you want to do. Because now Epcot is kind of just a mall because there's so much stuff under construction right there that hasn't opened yet. And so it's kind of a mess right now.
Okie dokie.
But yeah.
We still have to buy our plane tickets. So
yeah, you still have to get your plane tickets. And then your hotel is taken care of though. So,
yep.
I got the hotel going there.
You want to get our plane ticket as well? And,
no, I'm not going to get your plane ticket. And the hotel, I mean, for a 2-bedroom apartment, it was basically $1,000 for Wednesday through Sunday. So that's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartment for it was only 200 and something a night. I think that's pretty damn good. That's way cheaper than, cause Zach and I are going to, Disneyland in March and, it's going to be way more expensive to do like a little 2-day trip to Disneyland than it is for us to do the 4-day at Disney World. But here's my, also, you know, while we're there doing Disneyland in March, we're going to go visit Andy Scott.
Yeah. You told me that, but you weren't, you were not confident that he really was inviting you over.
He confirmed it after
the recording or whatever, but
exactly.
You were saying, you were so excited. I think we're going to see Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew.
Yeah.
We are. But I'm not sure if he said yes or not.
We're going over there. Here's a question for you, Mr. Culinary Expert. I wonder if I should ask you this now or wait till the after show. Should we wait till the after show? You know what? I'm going to ask you a culinary question on the after show. So just put your culinary hat on here.
Or, you know what you could do? You could ask me the question now, but then we could end the show and I could answer it on
the after show.
13.
All right, yeah, we'll do that
because
we're wrapping up.
Someone.
Yeah, we're wrapping up right now. Here's the thing, Adam. The question that you need to think about is what's the difference between butterscotch and caramel? That was the question because this was an honest question that came up and Zach and I looked it up just to see what the difference was. So without looking it up, I see you looking over there at the computer. Without looking it up, I want to know if you know the difference between
butterscotch right
and
here
caramel.
Between the two of us. Uh-huh. This is all computer.
All that is left for me to say is this, Adam. You know what? If I just remembered to start that with a lower volume, I really should just re-record that.
You know, if I just want to say,
yeah,
if there are a bunch of like clicky, like nasty sounding noises through this whole episode.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to the listener. Well, not that it's even my fault, because Daniel's hearing them as well, so they could be coming from him.
No, they're only when you talk.
I've been so distracted this whole episode. That's what I want to apologize for. Anyway.
If you would like to send us an email, you can do so. Our email address is contact@mixminuspodcast.com. You can send us a voicemail. 707-61-DEATH is the phone number. You can also use http://voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com and leave it using a browser with a microphone, like on your smartphone. You know, hello, I'd like to do this. And it would sound a lot better. We will not be back for an entire month, ladies and gentlemen. We will not be back until the month of March. So sorry that you're going to miss us. If you want to hear the after show and you're a level 13 member, then just stay tuned.